May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Every time I step out into the aisle like this, I can remember Ray Finney saying, I better listen because George is getting down here and getting personal. Not that so much today, but just if you've come to the 5:30 service, you know how quite often I'll just sort of wander up and down the aisle and think, banter about the scripture. Well, I have to say that today, being by tradition Christ the King Sunday, I used to have a sermon that I could weave in many different directions. It would sound new each time I did it, but the point was the same. And that was that we live through the church year till we reach this point, which is the last Sunday of the church year. And having heard and received everything that we've heard and received since the first Sunday of Advent this past year until today, takes us to the point that we can proclaim Christ as King. Okay, well, that just doesn't work for me this year. For some reason, the more I started dwelling and trying to think about this whole concept of Christ the King, the more it made no sense whatsoever. Because I really do think that for most of us, our concept of kingship, of queenship, of royalty has something that is the antithesis of what we believe our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be. Most of us, when we think about kingship or queenship, we think of lots of trappings, right? We think of carriages, we think of robes, we think of crowns, we think of conspicuous wealth. The antithesis of who our Jesus is. Or if we think about the other side of what kingship of royalty might be, it might be that royal despot who is evil and cruel and uses his people to his own or her own well-being. The antithesis of who our Jesus is. So here today, we proclaim Christ as King. What is it that we mean when we say that? Who is this Jesus that we lift up this morning and proclaim as King of Kings and Lord of Lords? The thing that I want us all to take home today is the fact that our Christian tradition is unlike any other, because the whole focus, the whole meaning of who we are is based on the fact that God above chose to become like we are. That the Word was made flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus had the same wants and needs and fears and desires that we all have. That God made God's creation even more holy by becoming one of us. The idea of a king sitting on a throne somewhere else, high and lifted up, doesn't ring to who we are. We are God's people. God's people called to live in the midst of life, in the midst of this world, serving the one who wasn't lifted up and apart, but down in the weeds with all of us. If the kingship of Jesus Christ makes any sense, it makes sense as we serve one another and as we serve the God that we love. Yes, we can proclaim Christ as King, but that definition needs to move beyond the trappings that so often get in the way. We need to proclaim Christ as King by getting on our knees and serving those who need our help, of reaching out our hands to feed the hungry, of saying a kind word to that person who doesn't seem to deserve it, of looking for opportunities to be like He was in His fullness. And that is being with us. As we move among God's people, as we serve God's people, we will be with Jesus. Kingship, in my mind, take it or leave it. But the Jesus that I worship is the one who became like us. So let's get busy. Amen.